Yeah, I thought it was a nice program. You had a variety of things. You had the comedy at the start, and then you had the documentary, and then you had this nice little drama, and then another sort of comedy documentary. I don't know what you call that. Well, it's kind of an advert, but it's fun. Anyway, I liked all of them for various reasons. Obviously, there are some things I would change about each one. I'll quickly go through what I thought of each one as well, because as a whole it was good. I enjoyed it. The smoke alarm advert I thought was very funny, quite snappy editing. I thought the voiceover was a little muffled, but it was a good idea. The short documentary about the Docklands, about the boat, I thought it had a good voiceover. I mean, really nice voiceover, nicely recorded, nice and clean. I thought the camera was on the whole pretty good. I thought it could be a lot shorter. There were some moments we just kind of dragged a bit. And there needed to be a bit more of a variety of shots. I mean, there's only so many times you can watch the boat go past the camera. But on the whole, I liked it. The Where There's a Will, There's a Way, I thought it was a really nice story. I thought the acting was really good. Again, I thought it could have been shorter in places. There were a couple of moments where he had this nice bit of music and they would wander around, and you didn't see the point in that, but I thought the camera was good. I thought some of it was nice and framed. And the thing I was really most impressed with was the sound recording. Slightly tougher in the pub, but mostly everywhere else I thought it was well done. And that last one I really enjoyed, quite funny. Well, the editing was really good, it went well with the music. Also, it needed to be a bit more enthusiastic, and the sound mix needed attention, but apart from that, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I generally I agree with the sentiment. It was a very entertaining program. I think, if anything, I used to be a TV commercials editor a long time ago. I like Smoke Alarm. I would have cut it down to about 30 seconds, actually, or 30 to 45 seconds, not a minute. I think it could have been a bit more. But it made me laugh in the middle, particularly when he gets his black face and he's filled with his wiring. We've all thought about doing that one time, I think. Docklands and Beyond, I really liked that, actually. I thought it was nicely put together, just enough commentary. And I think often there's too much commentary. You've got words, but it's just enough. I really liked it. And I thought it was very good, the coverage. I don't know how whoever made that got all those shorter ship shots during that journey.
It was on two different days. I went up and I shot it from the south bank going across, went under the river, shot it the other when it was coming back, shot it the other way.
It worked really well.
Yeah, shot it long shot, going past, a long shot that way, so I've got three shots in position.
Yeah, I thought that was good. Where There's a Will, I liked. I thought it was very ambitious, because it's always very ambitious to get actors acting well in amateur productions. I thought that it worked. I couldn't see where this was going. I couldn't anticipate the twist at the end, and I thought that was very... I was impressed by that. I liked it. And I agree with that. I thought it was a very good sound recording as well. And fundraising, I thought, was... that could have been a very, very dull bit of coverage from an event like that. And I thought it was exceptionally well covered. Whoever shot that, was running around all over the place, shooting all these different angles. I thought it was the right length. I thought the editing was good. Inspired choice of Benny Hill music, lifting those zany antics of these lunatics doing this fun run for charity to the kind of surreal lights. And I thought the commentary was fun, it was short enough. Very enjoyable.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I thought the
Smoke Alarm
comments, it was actually generally very fun. And I particularly like fundraising and one about the Docklands and Beyond. Really, I come from a non-fiction background, and I thought those two did actually try to come out. I thought if I had criticisms of them in the previous past, some of it was a bit on the Where There's a Will, I thought it was a bit clunky on the editing and the acting. But that's working with actors, I think, generally. Has its challenges. But I thought where the locations, the breadth of location actually brought it together. I thought it was good how it cut in various, you know, various scenes going in and out of the shots, which was really interesting. I thought fundraising was the strongest of them all. I found that a very effective film. I think it could have really benefited from, instead of an authoritative voice, an actual contestant's voice, to give it some sort of depth. But I thought just from a film perspective, well, that was the one that struck for me. I mean, I really like characters. So generally, I thought it was a really strong package from Sheridan, with ambition, and really quite interesting.
Yes, yeah. I mean, as soon as you get the round two like this, it becomes very difficult. It's a whole new program, a whole new set of films, you know, also entertaining, of course. What's it all about? I just thought it was a bit too long for me. It was building up, I thought, to a good show. I never saw that one coming. It was a good gag. But I thought it could have been a bit shorter, a bit tighter, personally. Winter Wonderland. Enjoyable. I liked watching it. I thought the photography was brilliant. What camera was that shot?
This one.
Was it really? What camera was that?
The nice one we got to.
I thought the colours were absolutely stunning. They were saturated with those colours. I thought the music choice was good, and it just got to be the right mix for me. I just see them, that was one of the movies that came to me. It was great. Tap tap. It took me aback, actually. I thought this is a really bizarre pop video. But, you know, the kids were fun. It was two of the force of green screen, special effects, background animation, things coming in, things going out. Fun. The Rex, I really enjoyed The Rex because we all love films and all about cinemas. A very nice old cinema up there. Nicely shot, good commentary, nicely edited. It's terribly sad as next projectionist to see a projector stuck out there painted red in all weathers. Thoroughly enjoyed that. If only, maybe that could have been a bit shorter. Maybe some of the feelings I had about what's it all about. Would have liked to live only. But again, you know, interesting idea, clever twist. I didn't see that coming, that terrible agent being the guy who's going to offer it. So, yeah, overall, yeah, not that entertaining, bro.
One of the fictional bits that parts to this film, the strongest of that. So, I did like this one about, and if only. Because I thought the stories took me a bit by surprise, especially what it's all about. But I thought it was funny, well put together, just about the right length, in fact, for me, for both of them. And without having ages, I thought it was quite refreshing to see, you know, it did actually record faithful people of age in a sense that they had been real characters and funny. And well constructed. I like the infidelity part too, if only. Quite amusing. I thought that the I thought the fictional bits of what the stains off them was really strong. I thought Tut was difficult. I liked it. I liked the colours and the vibrancy and the special effects. I'm slightly sort of off seeing children in films only because of the easy subjects, but I thought, you know, it's nice to put together. The Rex I really liked, and I think it was beautifully sumptuous, in fact, really prettily put shot, photographed. Winter Wonderland, I showed what it was shot in, I thought, you know, it was really interesting. And I've seen a lot of Fairground films in my life, and usually quite modern, but I was in a quite joyous development of Wonderland, and I thought the use of music was spot on from the white man. So generally a really good.
Overall, really enjoyed it. Really good selection of films. I liked the first one, was all about a pretty gentle comedy. I thought that the lead was really good, so the lead couple were really fun. Was that a real moustache? Was it makeup? Makeup, because it looked fake, but that made me laugh, and I enjoyed that more. I thought it went on a little bit too long, but you know, overall, it was a good little film. I really enjoyed Winter Wonderland, beautifully shot. I thought it was very well edited. Nothing was too long. It was just very sharp, and it looked amazing. There was only a couple of bits with the sound. There was a bit with the tree. I didn't like the tree when it spoke. The way the sound came in, too, a bit harsh. But the rest of it, I really liked. Tup Tup, and I really like Tup Tup because I've seen other Tims of other his music videos, BF and stuff, and I really like them. Very well edited. Lots of colour, lots of energy on screen. I like the lyrics. I love the fact that you're learning as well as enjoying the music. I get a lot out of those videos that he makes. The Rex, I really like it. I'm an ex-projectionist as well, so I thought it was gutting to see the projector in the outside. At least it's being preserved some way, if you were seeing it. I thought it was too short. I could have watched that for ages. Only more. I thought it didn't tell us enough of the Rex. It told us a little bit, shows a couple of panoramas of the screen and the foyer, and then it would nice to have been seeing the projection room there. Maybe a bit more stats, maybe some old photos of it. I don't know. I just wanted more. If only, I thought it was good. I thought the acting was actually pretty good, specifically from the lead, is it John? I thought the sound was well captured, again, the sound in the pub. I've seen a lot of pub films. I did BF last week, and I saw a fair few films that were shot in the pub, and the sound's been awful. And I thought the sound was well recorded. I assume it was empty. Well done. I wanted a little bit more certain aspects and a little bit less in others. I wanted to, when he disappears and then comes straight back again, it would be nice to have had something with him at the shop or somewhere with the passport going, oh no, I don't know. Maybe he was, I just wasn't keen on the way it cut back. But apart from that, I enjoyed it. I liked the twist as well. But yeah, overall, I really enjoyed that. It was a good selection of films.
Yeah, so this British filmmaker's got a really strong band. They're two really good. And I thought The Boss was really commendable. I thought The Boss was really commendable. I thought it's a really great use of black. Probably good great colour. I think it would have been The Blood, for example, at the end. You could have seen that, but maybe they'll make lots of imagination. I like the story, I like what the film was, and I thought, you know, there wasn't a lot to criticise on it or feel it let down. But I thought The Boss was really probably a standout piece this evening. I thought Secretary of Subtitional was very theatrical. I really liked his acting and its storyline, funny in places. I thought the young girl really quite a strong, entertaining character. I would have liked to have seen in Secretary Subtitional a bit more camera movement. I thought that even with The Boss, that both films, because they were films of length, the camera could have moved even if slightly. I thought it did feel as if both films were more on the tripod. That I think that's equivalent. I think they were really good friends and really commendable.
Yeah, I like both films. It was a nice package, nice entertaining section. I thought The Boss was good. I liked the mole. Well, no, not the mole. It was the guy with the hat, with the beard.
The hood,
that'll do. I really liked his acting. I thought it was quite fun to watch. I liked the film noir style anyway. I would have preferred there to be a lot more entertaining angles in film noir. Quite often, all shots were very much on a horizontal plane and standard and steady. It would have been nice to have some right angles and some close-ups and just play around with the audience a bit more, even though the camera was static. It could have been done. I thought the sound was good, and it was just sort of entertaining all round. The second one was an interesting idea. I like the lead actor, although I found him incredibly creepy. I don't know if anyone else got that. Specifically right at the end, when they're sitting on the in the bus station, and he admits that he's read through her diaries and everything, and she kind of goes, oh, did you? I would have, if that was me, I would have gone straight down to the police station and told him. And I don't know, I thought I was just, oh, didn't like that bit. But I mean, you know, the story was good. It was kind of it was all about guilt and showing us how he was being affected by the guilt by seeing this lady's face, it all over the backs of her voice. Again, I agree with the camera, it would have been nice to have moved around a bit more. The sound was mostly recorded really well. There's a couple of bits on a park bench. I thought the lady's audio wasn't audible at all. And all the phone conversations, her dialogue at the other end was too clear. It didn't sound like it was over a phone. And then the first time, it didn't sound like it was live either, it just sounded very pre-recorded. But overall, it was an interesting film and a nice try, A Tale of Guilt. Overall, great.
I thought seeing this last programme, these two movies, really made me think how difficult this whole judging thing is, because this is a programme that's completely unlike the programmes in the two other clubs. You know, they're hanging their hat on two dramas, basically. And we had a much wider variety. So it's very difficult to compare the entertainment value of these different films, I find, personally. I thought they're both incredibly ambitious, both the movies. The Boss, I thought that was a really high bar to set yourself making that movie. Because what we're so used to seeing is very well shot, very hard-hitting, beautifully shot, angles, high-quality acting on TV dramas the whole time. And all of a sudden we're seeing something that can't possibly ever, in an amateur context, be that powerful. Because the movies that we see, there's a TV stuff that we see the whole time. I thought the idea of that red dress was a very clever idea. Reminded me of Sin City. You know, I don't know if you've seen Sin City, but it's black and white, it's stylized, and there's splashes of red colour all over the place. And also all the snooker ball that comes towards the camera, there was a red pen. I wish that theme had been probably very time consuming to play with in verse. But I wish you'd done more of it, because it was almost like it gave it a real uniqueness, that I thought. And talking about camera angles, I think that the angle that was chosen to shoot a lot of the material on the boss, the first boss, the guy gets shot, the guy behind his head, there's an awful lot of shots of him. He's meant to be dominating the scene. And yet there's a lot of shots looking down at him, and it's never a very powerful angle to look down the shot. And I felt, I thought it could have been stronger on the angle, so that was the point of the the second movie, I mean, that was tremendously ambitious. I thought the acting was variable in that, to be honest with you. I thought the judge was very good. I'm not so sure about some of the other performances, but I think overall, I mean, again, it's a tremendously high bar to try and jump that one. I wish the setup, the only thing I really felt about that second movie that I felt was lacking from it, was the setup at the bus stop right at the beginning. It was so quick. I would like to have seen more of the judge looking at this girl at the bus stop, kind of fancying her, and she hops on the bus and goes, oh, she gets to bed. And that was in the play by the guilt, the imagination. That was very inventive, coming up with this imaginary, what was in his mind. So both, I thought, very ambitious and very interesting. I have two colleagues here. I'm told my name's Bessel. I've been given the onerous task of delivering the verdict. But we've been a very kind of, it's been very tough actually to come to this. And we've gone through everything. It's very hard to weigh up. It's really worth doing here. And always happens with these churches, apples and oranges and pears and bananas. And this is one. It's all too difficult. But on balance, and it's a real close-run race. We took that the Harrow programme was on balance just by an inch. Okay. And Spain is terribly close. I mean, essentially very ambitious, very ambitious, very insane, hanging the hat on two productions, unlike everybody else who spread it much more widely. But it's a very tough decision to make, and we felt that the Spain's attention were joint second place.
So he was a really, really close call. Really close. Everyone should be commended for putting together a really nice piece of entertainment for it as well. It very, very close. I hate saying that, but it was.
On behalf of the three clubs that are attending, I'd like to congratulate them on such a good programme, and also thank the judges. We've had a very, very difficult talk, and would have liked to be in their place this evening. Anyway, thank you very much for your work tonight. And Harrow now go on to the final, which takes place at Hemel Hempstead on the 16th of May, and this is the first round that's taken place, so I don't know who you're going to be against. And the commiseration sustains and independently because the films they put in were really, really excellent. Thank you very much.